This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
With the new Delta COVID variant making more and more of an impact, the CDC is asking anyone who has yet to get the vaccine to not travel over the Labor Day weekend in hopes of just stopping the spread.
Yeah, now there is another study that's showing that it's going to be a busy travel weekend, like where people are like, CDC, whatever.
Yeah, there's, despite all their petitions, a new poll found that 51 million Americans plan to go through with their travel plans, and 1 in 6 of those individuals plan to do so unmasked.
Really? Well, you can't do that on a plane. Like,
You have no option when it comes to flying.
Oh, that's right. You're traveling next week, though, too. Actually,
that's
not
right,
for Labor Day,
am.
But you're traveling next week, too.
We're doing it, and I will wear a mask on the plane.
Yeah, you're going to have to. They say if you're planning to travel Labor Day, that it's going to be busy. Some of the busiest airports, like if you're connecting, so you might want to be aware of this. Atlanta, Hartsfield, Jackson, that one's always busy.
Go figure.
Chicago, O'Hare, and LAX, if those are hubs for you. Give yourself extra time. Put some extra patience in your carry-on because you're going to need it for sure. And if you're curious, where do you think people are going to most, Lady Rock, the most booked vacations?
Unfortunately, I think it might be Florida. And I don't think Florida is doing too well when it comes to COVID cases.
No, for this Labor Day, Las Vegas.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I'm going to leave my COVID there. And then Atlanta and Denver. Denver, Colorado,
Well,
of all places.
I'll be outside.
Yeah, and if you are going out of the country, Mexico and the Caribbean are very popular as well.
Hey.
So it's showing that people want to like get out of the country, but they don't want to go too far. Like, I want to be around the corner. I want to be around out of the country, but not like 12 hours away. So there you go. If you're traveling, hopefully that'll help you out a little bit. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you've probably heard that term growing in your faith if you've been a believer for any length of time, and it basically is talking about just learning more about your faith and spending more time in it and being better at it, in essence, you know? And so I, the other day, was thinking about something, and I had this kind of little revelation. I don't want to call it an epiphany, but it was something I had heard when I was a child. And I've believed for years, and then I was like, wait a minute, I don't think that really applies.
Interesting.
Actually, yeah. And so, okay, I had heard, all right, you know, because one of the things we do when we're supposed to pray is we confess our sins. Mm-hmm. And I had heard, like, if you don't confess your sins, then God won't hear your prayer. So and so for years I've thought about that, and for years I did a blanket, hey, forgive me for everything I might have forgotten about. Honestly, you know, and then I'm praying, and I started thinking about it. I'm like, there's no way that God would, if I have some sin I forgot, you know, from years ago, because I have a lot of them, and it's easy to forget one or two, you know, and so there's no way that if I'm earnest and I'm praying to Him about something that He goes, man, I would love to hear that prayer. Just can't, because you got this one from the time you were 9 and you let that swear fly, you know?
See
what I'm saying? Like, that was what I was taught, and I don't believe that to be true.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't even know where I was told that, but I've heard the same thing.
Have you really?
Yeah. And I know in the past I've done those blanket prayers of like,
exactly.
I don't know what I've done, but just forgive me for all of them. But I don't think there's truth to that, because if you think about it, like in the Bible, it says that when you're saved, you take on the robe of Jesus, and
right.
So you're clothed in His righteousness. Well, God's not going to not listen to His Son.
Right.
You know, like, and so if we're the same thing,
and
then
theoretically,
we should be fine.
Then the only prayer He could ever hear without repented sin would be the sinner's prayer where you accept Christ. Because otherwise, if you've got all this sin in your life and then you're like, oh, Lord, save my soul. He's like,
I can't hear that.
Exactly. So the logic doesn't work in it.
Right.
And it was weird. I'm 53 and I literally just had this thought the other day.
It just goes to show you're always learning.
Always
never
growing.
Stop.
Yep. And mm-hmm. so that's what I'm curious about. Is there something that you used to believe maybe fervently, and then as you got a little bit older, you're like, wait a minute, and your faith kind of becomes your own at that point, and not just what you were told growing up. So I'd love to know if you've had that kind of a situation as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show for the silly things we do or the serious stuff like this. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your perspective now. What's yours?
I had always heard God won't give you more than what you can handle.
Oh, yes. One of the biggest misconceptions of faith that we have.
Exactly. There are things placed in your life, either by God or just in this general world, that is going to make you lean on God more for His strength, because you are not meant to do it under your own power, because God is now your strength.
Yeah, see, that's the whole point of God, is that there are things we cannot handle. You know, He says this world is going to bring you trouble, but rest in Me and know that I have overcome this world. And so that's why we need... We used to play a song by Group One Crew called He Said. A lot of people had a problem with it because it said, basically, He won't give us more than we can handle. And that's not true. The saying is that I will not tempt you more than you are able. You know, it has nothing to do with what you can and cannot deal with.
And I think a lot of people say that phrase when you're in a position that they can't imagine having to handle themselves. You know, like, oh, I can't imagine losing a child. God won't give you more than you can handle. Yes, He will.
Right.
Simply because He wants me to be dependent and obedient to Him as I have to walk through this.
Has that ever happened to you?
There's a scripture that kind of popped up to me last week in our Bible study. Jesus told the lady to go and sin no more.
Oh, yeah, that's the woman at the well story. One of my favorite stories in the Bible where she's caught in adultery. Everyone wants to stone her. And this is the famous story where Jesus says, let he among you who has no sin cast the first stone. And then they all drop their rocks and leave. And then He tells her, go and sin no more.
Right. So what kind of weighs on my mind is it possible if Jesus said it?
Here's my perspective on this. I always looked at that story as Him being very specific to that sin. When He says, go and sin no more, I never thought about it as a blanket no sinning. I always thought of that as go and don't commit adultery anymore. Like, break the life that you are in. You've been given this forgiveness and this chance. Now, reset and do it right. That's how I always saw that.
I also think it's impossible for us to not sin, because if we could go through life without sinning, then there would be no need for a Savior.
So there
would be no need for Jesus to die on the cross. So He knows that we're incapable of being perfect. Of course, He wants us to live a life where we're always putting Him first and we're trying not to sin. But I think as human beings, it's just impossible.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely hard. So here, let's do this. On the count of three, we will say our last sin.
Heck no.
One, two, three. I knew she wasn't going to.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house. house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
So it's going to be a busy travel weekend. We got Labor Day weekend coming up, and the airlines are going to be busier than usual, they're saying. And so give yourself extra time at the airport and extra patience, all that good stuff. But also to be mindful of, if you are traveling, of all of the restrictions that are in place. At the airports, you've got to wear masks. You got to wear masks the whole time on the plane. And you can fight it. You definitely can do that. But you will be arrested. And it never goes well for anybody that fights this. And you delay everybody's their flights. Mm-hmm. But there are always people trying to get around some of these things. And I get it. Don't go if you're going to ruin it for everybody. But there was a lady, in order to bypass Hawaii's 10-day traveler quarantine, she's 24, decided to submit a fake COVID-19 vaccination card, okay?
Okay.
They're floating around the internet. People are making their own and stuff. And Hawaii is very restrictive on coming in there. They've actually asked that people don't travel there right now, as the Delta variant is causing cases to skyrocket for them as well. But this lady's like, I'm going on vacation, and I'm not vaccinated. So here's uploaded fake vaccination card, and she might have gotten away with it had she done better in school, because her spelling error undid her. She spelled Moderna, M-O-D-E-R-N-A, like the company that's mm-hmm. the shot she got. She spelled it Moderna, M-A-D-E-R-N-A, and that's what flagged somebody in the TSA as they were kind of going through things like, wait a minute, something isn't right here. And then they looked at other discrepancies in her card, and she was not vaccinated.
And it could have been, not that I'm on her side, but it could have...
Oh, I'm dying to hear this.
It could have been such an easy fix, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It could have been as simple as just Googling, yeah, how do you spell Moderna.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just get the vaccine.
I guess you could do that,
I love
too.
That you're like, it's so much easier. You just have to be better at being a criminal. Like,
I mean, just get the spelling right. If you're going to do it right.
She was charged with a misdemeanor, and... she is in custody. She was arrested.
Oh.
Yeah, see, this is where it gets serious. She was arrested, and she has a $2,000 bail. Now she's in the system, and it becomes a mess for doing this, and she has a hearing scheduled for 3 weeks. I guess if your sentence is you got an extra 3 weeks in Hawaii, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe she's still winning in this
case. Hashtag winning.
Yeah, Betty Rock's like, done. But anyway, as you travel this weekend, again, just make sure that you are watching out for some of the rules so you don't get yourself into hot water, even accidentally. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you're a parent, you probably have tried multiple ways to, you know, connect with your kid and be intentional with them and show them that you love them. And it doesn't stop just when they're little either. That's the thing. As they grow up, life changes and they want to interact differently with you, and you have to, and the way you interact changes as well. It's crazy.
You've got to adapt, and you've got to become cool and bougie.
Well, my daughter's 22. Yeet. Yes, always say yeet to your kids. But my daughter being 22, she is an adult, and she has her own adult life, kind of. Still lives with us, but, like, she has things that she's doing on her own. And so, like, I find ways to connect with her differently than I did when she was a kid. And one of the things is TikTok. Like, as crazy as it sounds, this dumb thing TikTok, we will spend hours going through, like, TikTok, sitting on the couch and just laughing and dying, like, watching cat videos and people falling off stuff. You know, we have this similar sense of humor, mm-hmm. and so we just laugh. And because TikTok looks at what you like it changes the algorithm and sends you different things. So we do a head-to-head TikTok version to see who has the cuter video or the better video, and we put them against each other right now. And all of mine are cat videos because of Betty. She controls our TikTok.
I'm just saying, you send me a lot where you watch through them, so I don't know if I'm the one to blame.
I'm not sure, but that's probably a little of both. But I just found that, like, it's one of those things, and in that time, we find ourselves laughing and connecting and talking, and it's so great. And I know, like, TikTok has a bunch of garbage on it, too, so totally be aware as a parent, it's not a carte blanche for your kids, for sure. But this is something that my daughter, as an adult, is something we connect with. And so that's what I'm curious, like, what is that thing that was maybe unexpected that you find connects you with your kid, either as a kid now or as an adult?
And the thing is, too, it may be something that as if you were a kid, you would not be interested in it.
Right.
But because you love your kids so much, you kind of developed a taste for it and you know a lot about it.
Theater. Like, my kid became a theater kid and I became a theater dad. And I have seen more musicals and know more musicals than I... The father, the papa. Sorry, that's Fiddler on the Roof. I know more of that stuff than I would have ever thought I would have ever known. But it was important to her, so it became important to me. And that's part of, I think, being a good parent. So what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. That thing that you didn't expect, but connects you to your kid. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. And so what's yours, Roberto?
My little guy, you know, has his special needs. He has Down syndrome and autism. My little guy loves YouTube. And he has three iPads. He has two Bluetooth, both speakers. Because if one iPad dies, he doesn't bring it to me. He starts crying, so we got to run over there. But he loves his YouTube videos. He is just a master of disaster. He's awesome.
See, that's awesome, and you get to watch those videos with them, and it's a thing you guys can share, that moment, and it's just like, in essence, social media or technology, but it still can connect you to your kid if you use it right. All right, Sue, you're up. We're talking about connecting with our kids. What's that unexpected thing for you?
Well, I am a grandmother raising two granddaughters, and they're 11 and 14, and of course we know they're not allowed to have boyfriends, but I definitely connect on a K-pop level.
K-pop,
no,
yes!
Question. Oh. I mean, I know all the dance moves, I know all the names of BTS, they've trained me and quizzed me.
The two blonde kids, at least I know that, what are their names?
Jimin is the one with the blonde hair.
Okay,
Jimin is the blonde hair.
Got
yeah,
it.
Jimin. And
you are a dope nana for sure. Like, that's awesome.
You already know. I'm bringing it hard.
That's right.
Raising them right.
What's yours?
Our son is grown. You know, when they're young, they kind of have to, they're in your home and you hang out together. But once they're grown, it's like, well, you know, they've got their own life. He had a wife and children. So I would go over to his house to help him paint the house, and he opens his garage. And in his garage, there's this shiny red motorcycle. And I was like, man, I've always wanted one. My mother, when I was young, said, no, it's dangerous. I got married. My wife said, oh, it's dangerous. And we had small children, so I never owned my own. And so I wrote it. I said, hey, son, let me ride your bike. Yeah, like that. And so I rode his bike. And anytime I was at his house, hey, let's ride your bike. And this went on for a few months.
I love that there's probably a caveat, too, John. It's like, son, let me ride your bike. Don't tell your mother. Do not tell your mother, but I'm going to ride your bike.
Maybe sometimes. But, yeah, so one day, you know, he says, Dad, you want to buy your own bike. You know, you've always wanted one, and if you have your own bike, we can then start together.
I love it. You just got to convince your wife. Were you able to do that?
Well, she had told me, because I've said it all throughout our life, that I wanted one, and her caveat to me was always, after you turn 50, you can have one, because all my kids will be grown. And if you go and kill yourself, I don't have to drive kids all over the place.
Well, there you go. So it works out for everybody.
Win-win.
So, yeah.
So what's yours?
With me, I found with my son, he's 13. And 13-year-olds can be fun, in quotation marks, to connect with. but he really enjoys working out. He's really big into football, and he's found that, holy moly, when I work out, man, I get the muscles. I've started slimming down. I've bulked up. and I'm one of those crazy people that gets up at ungodly hours to go work out at a boot camp. And so it's funny because he'll come home from school and he'll be like, man, mom, today at football, we have to do this. We have to do bear crawls. We have to do that. I'm like, oh, man, bud, bear crawls are awful. He's like, yeah, and, you know, we have to do this. And I'm like, oh, those are tough. I never thought, you know, that we'd connect on that level.
Yeah, but that's great. And it's something that's healthy for both of you, too. Like, that works out great. I can't believe you probably get up, like, at 5 a.m. to go to boot camp, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah, 5 a.m.
I respect you. I respect you. I get up and have a donut at 5 a.m.
I'd like to have a donut.
So I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you hate yourself?
That's my 1 hour of me time. I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have anybody saying, hey, mom, hey, mom, hey, babe, hey, mom.
The getting fit is just a byproduct of just the alone time.
Exactly.
When you're looking for that special someone to spend the rest of your life with, you don't just go with anyone. You want the one. Hey, it's Wally, and settling never leads to good things. When you're looking for a home, you don't just go with any realtor. You want a professional. So why do so many people treat their mortgage as an afterthought? A bad decision with your mortgage can cost you time and serious money. So don't just leave it to anyone. Make United Faith Mortgage your one. Here's just one of the reasons I trust United Faith Mortgage with my business.
We look at each individual person differently. We'll never try to put you into a loan doesn't make sense for you. So there are some times where maybe it's not worthwhile, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you.
That's my friend Ryan. He's the founder of United Faith Mortgage. They are an honest, hardworking family of mortgage professionals who live out their faith in the way that they do business with you. And that is why I use them and highly recommend them. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
All right, Gavin, give it to us.
I don't think I've ever talked to somebody who regretted investing in, like, a video security system like Ring doorbell. Like, that's what you have, right?
I have a Ring doorbell, and I love it. My daughter, when she leaves for work, sometimes she will stop and wait for me to get the notification to have the thing pop up to where I can tell her goodbye. Aww. And have a good day. It's the cutest thing in the world. You
adorable.
Think she's 8? No, she's 22. But I love it.
So it's peace of mind. It's even a good way to say goodbye to your daughter every morning. But it's peace of mind, especially from people like Porch Pirates.
Yeah, so when you even did it little piratey
there.
Yeah, I know. They catch people with these things thanks to the Ring doorbells, because Porch Pirates are the lowest of the low.
Yeah, it's confusing. And there's this new study that shows that statistically, there are days when they are most active and days when they are least active.
Really?
So the day that they are most active is on Monday. They don't necessarily know why. I think it might be that people are most concerned with their workday and the, I've got to get to work. I'm not necessarily too concerned with what's out in front of my house today.
Or maybe you ordered a bunch of stuff over the weekend.
Maybe.
Like you ordered stuff on Friday, you know it's not going to be here until Monday, and so maybe there's more packages and they've figured this out.
Yeah.
They're like very smart porch pirates, like intellectual criminals.
Apply yourself somewhere else, please.
Yeah, that's it. I've always wondered this about criminals. Like, some of them that are so ingenious and so creative and they're so smart about certain things. It's like, why wouldn't you do that for good? Like, why wouldn't you figure out something? Use some of that brain processing power and do something good in this world. You could be a billionaire.
I'm also...
You gotta work harder.
I'm also interested because you technically don't ever know what you're gonna get from a package, right?
I gotta say, that would be the fun of it. Like, if I was a porch pirate, it's like Christmas every day. You're like, am I getting today? You know, I think that would be the fun. And some days you're like, I just scored. And other days, oh, wah, wah. It'd be like being on a game show every day. Not that I'm endorsing porch piracy.
Not at all.
I am not endorsing porch piracy. I think it's horrible, but I could see why people like would do it or get addicted to it. Okay.
Oh my word.
I know, and I just had that revelation
right now.
I'm looking for a post-radio career.
No.
All right, so word to the wise, Gavin has informed us, make sure that you're more vigilant on Mondays or have your stuff come later in the week. You got a better chance at not having it stolen.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's always fun to try something new. I like to try new hobbies, and I find myself going down the rabbit hole with different things that I'll want to experience. and I'll research it and I'll go all in. And my wife makes fun of me for it, but it's led to some cool stuff.
Yeah, and there's a new study that shows there are actually benefits when it comes to trying something new. So if you're on the fence about it, maybe you should try it out. Yeah. I don't know, because it could, according to this study, boost your happiness.
I know when I'm online, like research and stuff, it makes me happy. And I might not ever do it, like, but I like that part of it. I'm dreaming about it, and it makes me happy.
Well, it also could raise your self-esteem. Perhaps you thought I couldn't do it, and then you realize you can.
I never thought of that. I went e-foiling for the first time. I rented an e-foil, and I did it really fast to the point where the guy was like, "We've never seen anyone be this great this fast."
Oh,
I'm paraphrasing, but I did. I walked out of there going, man, I felt good at my age being able to do something difficult and well quickly. I was like self-esteem boosted.
Yeah. And a third benefit from this is you can help find something you love.
Yes.
So it might be you feel like something's missing in your life and you don't know what it is. It just takes that one step to try something new and you have a new love in your life.
That's it. And that e-foiling was that for me. I found that I really love this and I want to do this sport. Downside is one of the e-foils I rode was $12,000.
Oh.
So it's just going to remain a dream. And just a rental every once in a while on vacation. And so now I'm sad. So don't try things that are outside your tax bracket, I think is really what you got to do. All right. So what is the thing for you? Maybe you tried something new and, you found a new thing that you loved. Okay. I'd love to know that because you might actually help someone find a new hobby or something they hadn't even considered yet.
Or even just make that dive. Or jump off that cliff and actually do it.
Yeah, go for it. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can always be part of the show that way. We love having you on. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through because sometimes the lines get a little busy. So what's that something new that you tried? Maybe someone convinced you to try it and you weren't going to do it and then you found out you absolutely loved it. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
Mine is archery. I actually started archery because I went to try out to impress a guy, and he actually didn't even show up.
Okay.
So I stayed on the team, and I ended up, in the 3 years that I did archery through school, I got a gold medal and the most improved archer for the quarter.
Wow, that's kind of cool. Like, you found a new love while one love didn't show.
It was probably for the best.
Rock, have you ever tried something you were like, eh, and you found out you really liked it?
Yes, I felt about kayaking.
Oh.
But I tried it this year.
Yeah.
For the first time.
At 37.
Not 36.
36. Are you 36? Don't.
Yes.
Sorry. Now, when you guys called me 53 for so long.
You and called yourself 53 for.
Well, somebody called.
Thank you, Gavin.
I'm forgetting. Sorry. 36. At 36
it's
years old.
It's old age. Things are skipping your mind.
At
36, I tried kayaking for the first time, and I really enjoyed it. I would love to go again. It was so much fun.
Okay. Now, here's my barometer, my litmus test for how much you truly enjoyed it. Have you been again since?
No.
Have you been online to research how much kayaks cost?
No.
Have you been to a sporting goods store and walked down a kayak aisle?
No.
Okay, you do not love it. You do not love it. You are not in at all. Like, these are just baseline. Like, if you are into something, you're gonna seek it out.
But if you think about it, kayaking is a little bit more difficult of a hobby because you've got to have a car to strap it down in. You got to have a way to get it there, get it back. That's a lot of trouble.
All things you should have researched.
When I could just rent it.
Yeah. When you got to get a friend, too, because you got to, like, put in at one place and get out at another place.
So true.
So there's a lot. Kayak's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'd say when you love something, you also are just a little irrational about it.
Exactly.
And that would have been the irrationality was, it's irrational to spend $1,000 on a kayak.
But you did it anyway, and you bought two. Yeah. Like,
that's irresponsible.
No, that's how you know you are committed and you are into something. So I do not accept, I reject that you were into kayaking.
Okay.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we do name it and claim it when we put our heads together. We try to come up with a name for like an inanimate object for somebody to give it some personality when they ask us to. And if Betty likes her name and that's the one she wants to send, and I like mine and that's the one I want to send, and we can't come to a consensus because we could change and go to the other person's. It happens very rarely, but in the event that we can't come to consensus, Gavin is our tiebreaker. Ooh. So this is from Latricia. She says, a dear friend of mine was diagnosed with breast cancer a couple years ago. In November, I was diagnosed, and in January, another girlfriend that we met last month. Another one of my besties was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so she's got a lot of this going on. And they're being proactive about it. Two of us have thought about forming a team to walk in the 2021 Dallas More Than Pink Walk in October. So we've been brainstorming team names. I had done a few of these breast cancer walks. I think I did five of them with my wife in honor of her mother. And like there are all these creative team names. And people put a lot of time and effort into this. And so Latricia's saying, I listen to you guys all the time while at work. And so can you guys help us out? I'd love to have a fun Christian spin on an 80s hair rock theme since we all graduated high school in the late 80s together. So with that, now this is more in my wheelhouse. I'm real curious, Rock, how you played this and what you came up with. What do you got?
Man, when I read this, I know you said this might be a little difficult. It's like the name hit me like a bolt of lightning.
For real, because I struggled through this because I wanted it to be so perfect. I went through a lot of incarnations.
Oof. See, sometimes you just got to not try too hard and it just comes to you.
Betty Rock's motto for life.
Don't try too hard.
What do you got?
Okay, so when I think of the 80s, I think of perms.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of perms, even on the guys and the girls side. Oof. So I was thinking, you know how Arnold Schwarzenegger, he is the Terminator?
Sure.
Okay. What about the Permeators?
Oh, okay.
And you would also be...
The Perminators, yeah.
Perminators or Permeators?
Perminators, whichever you want to say.
The two very different words.
Yeah, I know.
But permeating,
right?
You could be permeating love.
Okay.
You know, or hope.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Encouragement.
Okay. Is that what permeating?
No,
permeate, spread throughout something.
Okay. There it is. She did the research. She did the research.
You get it?
Okay. Perm. Got it. All right. I went more literal with this because they were asking for like 80s hair bands. And again, that's my era. And I thought of a lot of different things. And then I landed on what I think might be the perfect one. They wanted a Christian spin on it as well, which is not easy to do. Yeah. And so I came up with one of the best hair bands in the 80s. You know them from this song. Very aggressive.
Kiss?
No, that's not Kiss. This is Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister.
So my offering is Twisted Sisters in Christ. Boom! It made it Christian and it's 80s hair band. Yeah. Twisted Sisters in Christ. Oh, there's no context.
No, I know.
Permeators?
No, it's not even, mention a hairband. No, I'm not switching to that.
No. She chose Permeator.
Yeah.
And I like Perminator more.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will go with yours.
There you go. Just because of that. Sisters in Christ. And it's female empowerment. We're Twisted Sisters.
Yeah.
We're just crazy. Look, I've been there. I know the crazy names these women have. This one could work. Twisted Sisters.
Terrible.
In Christ. There
Terrible.
You go.
Love it.
There you go.
Bad work was done here.
Latricia, enjoy it. I hope you do well with your walk
Permeators.
There in Dallas. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Well, I wish I had better news for all you moviegoers out there, but unfortunately, due to the COVID Delta variant, Paramount has announced that they are once again postponing the release of two of their highly anticipated films, Top Gun Maverick and Mission Impossible 7.
No, those are both movies I wanted to see. I love them both. No!
No word yet on when they will be re-released, but it'll be postponed. The good news is that movies released through streaming services are getting more creative. For instance, actor James McAvoy has a new crime thriller called My Son coming out later this month. And what's interesting about it is that McAvoy was the only character not given a script. You're probably thinking, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's weird.
That means when you watch the film, everything McAvoy says or acts out is improv.
Really?
All he knows is he's playing the role of the dad of a missing boy, and he has no idea what his castmates are going to say or do next.
That's
so
fascinating.
Here's a little clip from the trailer. This is a detective interrogating McAvoy.
I understand that you've been traveling a great deal.
Do you have reason to believe that it's because of what I do that Ethan is missing?
Now, Mr. Murray, I have to tell you that we're investigating every hypothesis.
Wow, so everyone would have to be on their toes for this to further the story, to get it where it needs to
go. And so his hope for this is that they're trying something new, he's going to find out what the ending is along with the audience.
Oh, that's kind of cool, man.
I know.
Like, yeah, that's something that I would be like, all right, that's interesting enough. It's probably not going to be a great movie, you know, but like the concept is really strong.
But it will be interesting to see if other movies try and do this, because it is an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to give it a shot.
There's that surprise part of it that is interesting to watch somebody else be a surprise. I think it would be so hard, too, because if the director knows where he kind of wants it to go and he's getting other people to force McElroy to this place, But what if he's not going there? You know, like, how do they get it
there? I don't know.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, there you go. That's interesting. Bigger story. No Top Gun! I feel so sad about that. I don't know how I feel today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to give you a chance to win a prize here with the chicken or egg game. It's very simple. All you have to do is tell us which came first of these two items. You know, the chicken or the egg. Which came first? Which is older, in essence? So here we go. Betty Rock and Gavin. And your name is your buzzer.
Okay
so that's how you get in. Which came first, Bob Ross or Cool Whip?
Oof. Oh, boy.
Betty.
Betty's cool. In. Very cautiously and very hesitantly.
By Bob Ross, you mean when he was born?
Yes, Bob Ross.
I'm going to say Bob Ross.
You think Bob Ross is older than Cool Whip?
Yes, I think it's going to be surprising.
Oh, okay. Well, we love ourselves some Bob Ross. Very calming.
So today, let's have a happy accident and see what we can make out of it.
Yeah!
Well, Betty Rock.
Uh-huh.
You are right. Bob Ross is older than Cool Whip. Who would have ever thought that? Bob Ross, born 1942. When do you think Cool Whip made its emergence?
Maybe the 50s?
60s?
Gavin, you're closer. Okay. 1966.
My goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Later than you thought. Were you born?
2 years before I was born.
Oh, okay.
So you're
just
older
made
than,
it.
Yeah, nice. Just made it. So I'm younger than Cool Whip. Yay! All right, so that's how we play. If you'd like to play along with us and win a prize, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. This bed is so calming. Everything Bob Ross does is just so
chill.
And it makes me calm. So if you'd like to play along, 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're doing the chicken or the egg game, and Katie is our contestant today. How are you, Katie?
I am super, thank you.
Now, you have a very simple job. I'm going to give you two things, and all you have to do is tell me which came first, the chicken or the egg, in essence. So, which of these two things is older? Here we go. Soda or Benjamin Franklin? Which of those two things do you think is older?
As in pop?
Yeah, like
or
soda water.
As in, soda water.
Mm-hmm.
Or Benjamin Franklin the person?
Yep.
I feel like this is pretty obvious, but then again, I've been tricked before.
Yeah, that's the hard part of this game. So what do you think there, Katie?
I'm going to go with Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, do you think that's a good idea, Betty? Because you said you've been tricked before.
I have. I think you got to trust your gut on this. I think Wally's trying to trick you. Mm-hmm. I think you're right, Katie. It is Ben Franklin.
I think mineral water I might have gone for mineral water because, okay, you know, it's been around as long as God. But I'm going to go with Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin, born January 17th, 1606. I always forget how old he was, too.
1606, yeah. Okay.
Soda water, 1767. So you got that one right, Katie. Nicely done. All right, here we go. Question number two. Roller skates or stethoscopes? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Roller skates or stethoscopes?
Stethoscopes.
Stethoscopes.
My 8-year-old, okay, says stethoscope.
Okay.
Yeah.
If your 8-year-old does something wrong, do you punish her?
No. Life is learning, right?
Yeah, you might want to start with the punishment. You learn lessons that way. Stethoscopes is wrong.
No!
Oh, no!
1816, roller skate, 1760. Who would have known?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? You could have been roller skating and then had some soda water. And now we're down to the final question. No point there.
Okay.
Which came first, okay, yodeling or ramen shops where they sell noodles in Japan?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Kung Fu Panda had ramen shops, right?
Yes!
And that was old. So I'm going to go with ramen shops.
All right. Ramen shops. Gavin's giggling. I think he knows.
So
he thinks he knows what's going to happen. Ramen shops came into existence in 1910.
What?
Yep. Yodeling has been traced all the way back to 1545.
I knew it.
What's your 8-year-old's name?
Grace.
Grace, did you know it?
Yes.
So you knew that it was yodeling, not ramen shops?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know what, Grace? I'm going to give you a prize. You lost, but Grace, you're a winner today.
Thank you.
Hey, no, thank you, guys. We appreciate you listening to The Wally Show here on WAY FM.
Have a great day.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting WAY FM, this is The Wally Show, and we do a little thing called Good News. Giddy up, three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel a little bit better about the world we live in, because the regular news can be a little heavy. So good news, giddy up, we're going to start with me, Wally. There was a 14-year-old girl in England who's obsessed with this show, 911. It's all about first responders. But here's the flip. She actually got to be a hero when she spotted an apartment fire while she was walking her dog. So she and her dad grabbed some ladders, like hero style, 911 first responder style, and got everybody out to safety.
Whoa.
Yeah,
way to
pretty
go for
cool.
Her. That's
I'm curious,
awesome.
I'm curious if this will be a thing where she got like an adrenaline rush from that and is like, yes, this is what I want to do for a living. Because, mm-hmm, I think that there's an element of first responders that they get that. They get that satisfaction of helping people, but they also kind of like the danger. You run towards it, you know. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There was a guy in Massachusetts. He was using a metal detector at the beach, and he found this locket with someone's ashes in it.
Oh.
Interesting. But he actually tracked down the owner of the locket. It was a woman who had lost it 2 months earlier, and the ashes belonged to her father. So she was able to get that piece of her back from this guy. That's really cool.
I wish I had a metal detector to find my wife's first wedding ring. She lost it while we were playing volleyball in the sand. Like, we never found it. We searched all over and dug and never found it. I should go back to that place.
You should.
Next time I'm in Florida, yeah, now I can afford a metal detector. I'm going to go back there and find it.
Mm.
Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
There is a golden retriever on TikTok that is going viral. And all the video is just him watching the sunset every day. But he always sits in the exact same spot on the patio. And it's just so sweet.
They are creatures of habit, like animals.
It's just cute. Well, he's gotten so popular that in his town, he is now running for California's honorary mayor.
Okay.
His name is Copper, and you can vote for him online.
You know what? They have a recall election going on. They're voting for dogs. What in the world is going on in California?
I think it's precious. Do it.
All right. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and life comes with troubles. It's just a fact, you know, and Jesus even said, you're not going to be devoid of problems in your life. You're going to have them, but relax. I have overcome this world and the problems of this world, but it's hard. You still got to walk through stuff. And that's why we have the prayer wall where you can go and you can post a prayer request, have people pray for you. You get notified when that happens, which is a really cool feature of that. And it's at wayfm.com. And so from time to time, I like to go through some of the prayer wall and stuff that's going on there. And it seems like there's a lot of health stuff because, like, we forget during COVID that other health issues are still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't take a vacation because COVID was here, you know, and that's really apparent on the prayer wall here. Tracy said, hey, I'm praying for development for my granddaughter due in October. Ultrasound shows there's some possible heart issues. Oh. Please pray that they can resolve this before birth. And then you got Cody saying, please pray for my mother. She's not saved, and she has cancer, and she's had 8 surgeries. She's in constant pain. And so who knows, man? Maybe God uses that really bad thing in her life that will turn her eyes to him. I would never say that that's always the purpose for pain, but sometimes the pain is what gets us to the ultimate prize, in essence, you know, and that's faith. And so I don't know what people are going through and dealing with, but I just know that this is a great place to share what you have going on and have people pray for you.
That's right. And like Wally was saying, if you just go to wayfm.com, you'll see a gray bar at the very top and it says prayer wall. Just click on that. You'll see a video from Pastor Chad on there. But all you got to do is just fill out your name and a way that where you would like to get those notifications that someone's praying for you and put on there your prayer request. And that's
yeah.
it.
And then also, too, while you're there, I'm telling you, it will do your heart a load of good to post your prayer request. That feels good. But then take a minute and scroll down and see some other things that other people have posted and pray for one or two. And see if that doesn't also help change the way you're feeling in that moment. We have it for you right now at wayfm.com.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.